Commentary on Story Number 29, An Obscure Scholar. The story illustrates how a worker within the field will not be paying attention to the outward assessment of his particular condition, but will focus and concentrate on the work that needs to be done. In addition, the individual pays attention to the actions and interactions of others only insofar as to how to approach them, how to work with them, and deal with them at the particular time, in the particular situation, for the particular condition that the individual has, and for the purpose that the individual Sufi or teacher or real worker is working. This is considered to be the standard of the moment. What needs to be done, when it needs to be done, how it needs to be done, and with whom it needs to be done. This is compared to the standard of rules, which are general frameworks in which people are supposed to do things in society and are set up by the particular limited culture, society, organization, whatever have you. Fact is that the real worker is not bound by these limited and superficial constraints, but rather bases his or her actions on what is real and what really needs to be done. In the particular story, it was, I can have a reaction which is less damaging, less confrontational, etc., with this person simply by dismissing them. Second activity of interest as relates to this story is that the first Sufi, the first person that the Sufi reacted to or acted toward, didn't ask him, why are you doing this, but it took a second person observing what took place, but still not understanding it, then to ask him. The real worker at that point gave him his explanation. Going a little bit further, what's being pointed out here is especially relevant to a person working within the field of real work, and it points to where their considerations need to be, where their attention needs to be, and also how their non-attachment to outer things, such as their own repute, has to be developed until they can finally get to that point where they are not reacting as in accordance with outer rules, outer limited and transitory regulations and ways of doing things, conceptions about how things are doing, but until they get to the point of real action based on the moment, they're not going to be able to work very well. This is the end of this particular commentary.